Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And let's stay in Pennsylvania for our next story. Hydraulic fracking has made that state one of the most productive natural gas producers in the world. But there are debates as to whether that's good for the state, including how much money is being made, how much gas is coming out of the Marcellus Shale. The state does not do an audit, and some residents who've leased their land for drilling are filing lawsuits saying they're not being paid enough. Marie Cusick of WITF in Harrisburg reports.
I'm standing at the Dandy gas station in Towanda, Pennsylvania, filling up my car. Like every other gas pump in the state, this one has been checked by the Bureau of Weights and Measures to make sure I'm getting the gallons I'm paying for. A small sticker shows the pump has been checked by an inspector. But when it comes to verifying how much natural gas is being pumped out of Pennsylvania wells, no one audits the numbers.
People want to get what they paid for, and really, as a gas station owner, you don't want to give them any more than what you're selling them either. You don't want to give it away. You don't want to, at least I don't want to cheat them.
Dave DeCristo used to own a gas station. He says he doesn't understand why the state doesn't scrutinize natural gas output, given the amount of money at stake.
These are the most important meters in the state, and they're not being monitored, checked, sealed, verified, anything. It's pathetic.
DeCristo is quick to tell you he's profited from the natural gas boom. He's sold many gallons of diesel to companies to fuel their fracking operations. He also leases about 1,200 acres here in Pennsylvania's rural northern tier to about half a dozen gas companies for drilling. But he's not pleased with what he sees on his monthly royalty statements.
Confusion. Every month, it's the same stuff, you know. Things just, they're not right.
Before gas companies can begin drilling, they often sign leases with property owners. Once the gas flows, those contracts dictate how much landowners are to be paid in royalties. It's usually a percentage of the cash the company makes from selling the gas. DeCristo's been a businessman for more than 20 years and says neither he nor his accountant can make sense of the numbers.
That was the volume they took. 64, 64, 51.55. Is their share.
DeCristo says he often gets statements from multiple companies that have joint ventures in the same gas well, showing different production numbers and gas prices during the same month. On one statement, DeCristo says a company called Mitsui miscalculated his share of the royalties.
So I'll be making a phone call to my friend Brooks at Mitsui, who I've basically had some ugly conversations with in the beginning, and ask him why my multiplier, my owner decimal interest, is not correct.
He leaves a voicemail, then calls another company, Chesapeake Energy. No one picks up, so he tries yet another company, Anadarko Petroleum.
You may also contact us via email at owner.relations@anadarko.com.
A man from Anadarko's landowner relations division eventually picks up and tells DeCristo that Chesapeake Energy, the main operator of the well, sometimes provides inaccurate production data, so all the company's numbers could be off.
So like you said, though, if Chesapeake gives you bad information, you know, you're getting information that, you know. Do you find that common? Is that a common thing with them?
The Anadarko employee wouldn't answer.
Yeah, you're not going to answer. All right. No.
Gas production data is submitted to the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection twice a year and posted online. In a disclaimer on its website, the DEP denies any liability for errors. That message was posted after Chesapeake Energy submitted such error-ridden data, the state's computer system rejected it. Since Chesapeake Energy is Pennsylvania's largest driller, the company threw off gas production totals for the entire state.
Right. I think the disclaimer that DEP posted on the website was very important.
Patrick Henderson is the energy executive for Governor Tom Corbett's office.
Particularly at the Wall Street level and in the media, before conclusions are drawn on day one, that we ought to take a step back and just make sure and understand the context the information was delivered.
Those gas production numbers have become the focus of a lot of scrutiny. Chesapeake Energy is at the center of multiple federal and state investigations into its business practices, including whether it cheats landowners like Dave DeCristo out of royalty money. Governor Corbett, who is a strong supporter of the gas industry, has asked Pennsylvania's attorney general to investigate Chesapeake. Lieutenant Governor Jim Cawley says the state administration also supports changes to state law to try to protect landowners. Several bills are currently pending in the legislature.
This practice just seems to be so egregious on its face that changes need to be made.
Brooks, hi, this is Dave DeCristo, owner number 413.
Back in his office, littered with royalty statements, Dave DeCristo is in the process of suing several of the companies he deals with. He expects state investigators will uncover evidence of wrongdoing.
But in my opinion, there's definitely going to be some fraud found because we can't even verify any of these numbers. This state needs to protect us in a lot of ways.
All of the companies mentioned in this story were contacted. None of them returned calls seeking comment. For Here and Now, I'm Marie Cusick.
And Marie's story comes to us from State Impact Pennsylvania. That's a public media reporting project focusing on Pennsylvania's energy economy. Please stay there. Much more to come here and now.